Coming up on episode number 598, it's cover story night, and tonight we're going to present not just a cover story, but an album cover story, where I take an album and then present to you as many covers from that album as we can in the time allotted. The original version of this album came out in 1979, December 14th, 1979, had 19 tracks on it, and we're going to shorten that down to 12 tracks, and it's going to be some great 12 tracks. It's London Calling by The Clash, coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's July 30th, 2009. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another album cover edition of Coverville. Tonight, presenting The Clash's third album, London Calling, presented in cover format, or at least 11 of the songs from that original 19-track album presented in cover format, as well as a bonus track for you, something that I've been wanting to play. Didn't come from The Clash's London Calling album, but I did want to make sure I included it on tonight's show. London Calling was number 8 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time, a list they came out with in 2003. It was a top 10 album in the UK, and London Calling was a top 20 single. It sold over 2 million copies worldwide and was certified platinum in here in the U.S. And it came out a little bit later in the U.S. Came out in the U.K. December 14th, 1979. So we're at about the 30-year anniversary. In the U.S., it came out a couple months, actually about a month later, in January of 1980. But I thought it was a great time to bring this out. So let's kick things off with the title track and the first track from the album, a cover of London Calling, performed here by a band that gets its lineage from Semisonic and Shakespeare, Trip Shakespeare, a great group called The New Standards. From their 2008 album, Rock and Roll, here's London Calling.
said, he ain't here, but he sure went fast. All y'all looking for Jim and Jack. Sat to my second for Jim and Dredd. Cut off his ears, chopped off his head. Police came looking for a Jim and Jazz. So if you're gonna take a message across this town to the other side, you put it down, see that it gets to a Jim and Jazz.
Too loud vocally.
Around the vocal I just did too.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
It's my turn. Yeah.
Lovely.
He gives me what I need.
What you need?
What you got? I need it all.
is paid for, and I'm so grateful to be nowhere.
the mighty, mighty Boss Tones with their cover of The Clash's Rudy Can't Fail. You'll find that on an excellent, excellent tribute album. It came out in 1999 called Burning London, The Clash Tribute. You know what? This one is so good that I didn't realize it, but I did include two songs from that album in tonight's show. Whoops. Usually I put one of those off into the bonus tracks show, but all right, well, you're going to get a couple tracks from that album on tonight's show just to show you how awesome that album is. Go pick it up. Burning London, The Clash Tribute, came out in 1999. No Doubt is on there. A bunch of great songs are on there. You'll hear another song here coming up later on in the show. But that was the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones with Rudy Can't Fail. Before that, Tommy Stinson with a cover of Hateful. That is from a tribute CD that came with the magazine Uncut. There were two volumes of this CD called White Riot. This one came from volume two, so basically you had to go buy two issues of Uncut to get both halves of the tribute. Well worth it, because all the songs from that one were really good as well. Tommy Stinson, Uncut, White Riot, volume two, with our cover of Hateful. And before that, Jimmy Jazz, a jazz version, kind of a Louisiana jazz blues version of Jimmy Jazz, performed there by the C-Nuts from their album Blitzkrieg Bop and Other Jazz Mutations. Another cover before that, but a cover that The Clash also covered, Vince Taylor's Brand New Cadillac, performed there by Wayne Hancock, who is getting some notoriety more recently for including that song as part of the True Blood television show on HBO. Fit very well into the kind of Louisiana rockabilly, New Orleans swamp rock style of True Blood. Excellent show. Tina and I are totally hooked on that. You'll find that song on the 1997 album, That's What Daddy Wants. Now, the original version was done by Vince Taylor. It's not a Clash original. And Vince Taylor, in addition to being famous for doing the original version of Brand New Cadillac, also was the inspiration, was the model for David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust character. So when you see Ziggy Stardust, you're seeing a character based on Vince Taylor. And before that, we start off the set with the New Standards. John Munson, who was in Trip Shakespeare and Semisonic and The Flops, along with Chan Poling and Steve Rome, formed the New Standards a few years back, and this is their second album, Rock and Roll, featuring that excellent cover of the title track to The Clash's London Calling. You know what? So many songs on tonight's show. I'm just going to nudge you. I'm just going to say, hey, tonight's show is brought to you by Amazon and their new low price on their ebook. They're a lot electronic book reader dealy called the Kindle, $299, way down from the original price of $359, I believe. Go pick one up. Use the link on coverville.com, and that will get you that $299 price that you could get anyway. But it'll also throw a little cash in my pocket as well. Hey, maybe I can go pick up my own Kindle for that. How's that? Let's get to the next set of music. Now, that all those songs, those last five songs, were all side one of London Calling. And I wasn't as successful pulling together great covers to fit the remaining three sides. However, this one comes pretty close. Spanish Bombs, The Right Profile, Lost in the Supermarket, Clampdown, and The Guns of Brixton. Really, the only one that I didn't get a good one for was The Right Profile. So this will be a four-track set, starting off with Spanish Bombs. So many great versions of this song. The one I decided to go with, appropriately, is from a band called Tijuana No, from their 2002 album Juntos. And it just fits. Spanish Bombs, Tijuana, you know, it all goes together. Plus, this lead singer here throws out a mean Spanish accent in this song. Here's Spanish Bombs by Tijuana No.
The white, the SUV, Spanish bombs. as I fell out, nobody seemed to notice me. We had a head back home in the suburb, over which I never could see. I heard the people who live on the ceiling screaming fire hysterically. Hearing that noise was my first ever feeling. That's how it's been all around me. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop out. I've got my gigantic discotheque album. Empty a bottle, I feel a bit free. Kids in the hall, pops in the wall, making noises, company. Long distance callers make long distance calls, and the silence makes me lonely. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily.
your front door. How are you gonna come? With your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun? When the law break in, how are you gonna go? Shot down on the pavement or waiting in death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you have to answer to, whoa, the guns of Brixton. The money feels good, your life you like it well, but surely your time will come, as in heaven as in hell. Sun. The game is called surviving, like the end of the harder they come. You know it means no mercy, they call him with a gun. No need for the Black Mariah, goodbye to the Brixton Sun. You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer to, whoa, the guns of Brixton. At your front door, how are you gonna come? With your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun? You can bruise us, even shoot us, but oh, the guns of Brixton.
Easily the song from this album that I have the most covers of, The Guns of Brixton, performed there by the Honey Dippers, not to be confused with the Honey Drippers. That comes from a 2002 collection called This Is Rockabilly Clash. Kind of has a Billy Idol thing going on with his voice, don't you think? The Honey Dippers there with The Guns of Brixton. Before that, Clampdown, performed by a surf band called the Urban Surf Kings. What's unusual about these guys? They're from Canada. And I don't know about, you know, maybe there is a lot of surfing in Canada, but I just don't know about it. Clampdown, covered there by the Urban Surf Kings from a 2007 all-surf guitar tribute to The Clash called Charlie Does Surf. And then before that, we start off the set. No, we didn't. The second song in the set was Lost in the Supermarket by the Afghan Whigs. A few little bits of bonus material on that song. Obviously, it starts out sounding like a Train in Vain cover, but you'll also notice that there's some vocals to Benny King's Stand By Me, not just the Train in Vain Stand By Me. And I think that thing really works, especially with the female vocals added in the background, the female backing vocals. Very cool. The Afghan Whigs with Lost in the Supermarket, another song that comes from that excellent Burning London, The Clash tribute from 1999. See, I've given you two excellent reasons to go out and pick up that album, so go do it. And then we start off the set with Spanish Bombs by Tijuana No from their 2002 release Juntos, a great Spanish rock and Espanol cover of Spanish Bombs by The Clash. You know what? I'm going to jump right into the last set. You're going to jump right in with me. We're going to kick things off with a cover of Death or Glory. This is by the great kind of rock, almost rockabilly. What are these guys? They're blues rock. I would say blues rock. But classic. Social Distortion, you know, they do that great cover of Ring of Fire and Ball and Chain. Such a great band, and they do a great job on this one. Death or Glory, which comes from the Lords of Dogtown soundtrack, that movie with Heath Ledger that I think was about skateboarding. Is that right? Yeah. Here it is, Social Distortion and Death or Glory.
Making payments on a sofa of a girl with love and hate tattooed across the knuckles of his hands. The hands that slap his kids around, cause they understand how death or glory becomes another story. Death or glory, it's just another story. And every gimmick hungry slob digging gold for rock and roll grabs a mic to tell us he'll die before he's sown. But I believe in this, it's been tested by research that he who nuns will later join the church. Death or glory, it's just another story. Death or glory becomes another story. You're gonna launch a long way now. You're gonna fight a long time. You're gonna travel over mountains. You're gonna travel overseas. We're gonna fight your brother. We're gonna fight until you lose. We're gonna raise a lot of trouble. Basement on every dingy street, every dragon hang glide over every dragon beat. That's just the beat of time, the beat that must go on. And if you tried for years, we've already heard your song. Death or glory, it's just another story. Death or glory becomes another story.
Stand by me, on and on, don't stand by me.
Yep, that's not a song that was included on the original version of London Calling. Actually, that came out on The Clash's self-titled debut album in 1977. However, I did want to include that song. I've been holding on to that for a while, waiting for the right time to play it. The band Wunderlich sent that to me. And the vocals, you should absolutely recognize them if you're a fan of a group called Too Much Joy, which was big in the 90s. A great group, put out a few albums and was most noted by me anyway. I most noted them for their sense of humor. They had a great sense of humor in their songs. They did a great cover of Starry Eyes, just fantastic. And what's kind of trivial about this, or what the funny connection is there's a couple of funny connections here. First off, Janie Jones, the song is about a guy who's in love with a woman named Janie Jones, whose real name was Marion Mitchell. She was a famous madam in London in the 1970s, and in 1977, The Clash wrote this song, kind of named after her. But in 1982, Janie Jones actually got together with The Clash and the Blockheads, some members of The Clash and the Blockheads, and recorded a single, House of the Juju Queen. So Joe Strummer produced it and released it in 1983. The kind of funny Wunderlich connection to London Calling, and kind of the other reason I included this on the show today, is that the album Son of Sam I Am, I believe, includes a song called Train in Vain. The Too Much Joy album, Son of Sam I Am, includes a song called Train in Vain. However, it's not a cover of this Train in Vain. It's an original song written by Too Much Joy. And I thought that was kind of interesting. So Janie Jones there, performed by Wunderlich. Before that, Train in Vain, performed by a group called The Low Road from their 2004 collection called Demolition, 1990 to 1997. It's kind of a greatest hits collection by The Low Road. And that set did start off with Death or Glory, performed by Social Distortion from the 2005 soundtrack to Lords of Dogtown, the motion picture starring the late, great Heath Ledger. And as you can tell by the music playing behind me, that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you for enjoying, hopefully you enjoyed this longer than usual show, 12 tracks, usually don't go that long. And if you want to get in touch with me, please do. Coverville@gmail.com is the email address, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message or join the forums over at coverville.com, your site, your source for information about cover songs, soon to be expanded and growing into even more. Find out about that more as it happens. Thank you to Randy for his help with that. Also, rate the songs you just heard on tonight's show. Visit the sponsors. Check out information about becoming a Coverville citizen or buying the Coverville DVD archives, where you'll find that great cover of Dwight Yoakam's version of Train in Vain way back on some early episodes of Coverville. And that'll do it. We'll be back next week with episode 599, which will be a Cat Stevens cover story. Stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying, that just about covers it for tonight, my friends. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.